which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit. It's a world championship. It's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai to this part of Oahu on the east side. Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher and thanks so much for checking in with us. We've got a great program for you. We're going to be answering some Facebook and podcast listener questions. We're also going to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours, so please stick around for that. We kind of go over costs and what things are costing for Hawaii. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. That's all we do here is help you plan your Hawaii vacation. And it is a gorgeous, gorgeous day here in Hawaii. Now, take a look at it. And, you know, the weather is what I call picture perfect because we have nice trade winds. You know, you can kind of see those palm trees swaying. The water is so clear and beautiful. And that's one of the great things about being in Hawaii is you want to get into that water. It's so gorgeous here. And just clear skies and sunny weather. So if you're going to be here in the next couple of days, you're going to have a treat. It's going to be gorgeous. And if you're going to be coming here in the next couple of months, stay with us here. We always talk about this. Every Friday, we bring you a new show. So tune in again every Friday. We answer questions. So if you've got a question or a comment or something you'd like to talk about, please get in touch with me at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. So how are you guys doing? How's everything out there? I hope you're having a great weekend. We are getting ready to go into our Memorial Day weekend. So it's a long weekend, and that's always fun. We can enjoy ourselves, and hopefully you're going to be enjoying yourselves, enjoying your family, and thinking about your next trip to Hawaii. And if you're thinking about your next trip to Hawaii, we got some questions here, and we answer them from our Facebook friends. And let's start out with the first question. It comes from Serena Skelton, and she says she has a friend that's coming here to Hawaii next fall, and she wants to know, should she rent a car? And she was told that she doesn't need one, and she's asking our opinion. A very common question. It's a good one to answer. We haven't answered that one in a while. It really depends on what island you're going to. On all of the islands, you really should have a car except Oahu. Oahu has a lot of public transportation, so you can get away without having a car on Oahu. Next question comes in from Madeline Rico, and she wants to know which of the Hawaiian islands is the most visited. The most visited island is the island of Oahu. That's the island that we're on right now. This is Oahu. It is the most populated island. There are close to 1 million people on this little island. It's only about 60 miles, in circumference. And it's a very small island, so we always have a saying here that it's a big city with a small town mentality. And, 99% of the hotels are in Waikiki. So if you're going to be coming to Oahu, you're going to probably be staying down there. So expect a lot of population and a lot of people. So hopefully that answers your question. Got another question here from a new listener. And this is from David. And he's coming in from the east coast of Canada. And he just got back from a cruise on the Rhapsody of the Seas. Now, this is a cruise ship that comes in from Canada, and it goes across the Pacific, and it comes to Hawaii. And he said that he got in as much time as he could and saw as many things as he could in a very limited amount of time. And I guess he noticed what I've been saying a lot about the cruises that come across the Pacific is you don't get a lot of land time. So he was asking if he thinks that we could put together, or thinks if it would be better to take the 7-day cruise. And what he was thinking of doing is, because you really want to get a lot of land, you want to try and get as much land time as possible. The 7-day cruise that we have allows you to have overnights in both Maui and Kauai. So you have a lot more land time. So what he's asking is whether or not he can, what I think about him doing the 7-day cruise and then taking another 7 days, so taking a 2-week vacation and dividing that up between the other islands. And I think that's a great idea. And one of the things you can do is, you know, I would say if you're going to be doing this, mix in Molokai or Lanai into the mix, because those are the only two islands that you haven't seen yet if you've only taken the Transpac cruise or the 7-day cruise. So a great question, because it underlines the fact that if you're going to be taking those cruises across the Pacific, you don't have a lot of land time. But with the NCL cruise that leaves here at Honolulu every Saturday, and you can get on this ship, it leaves every Saturday, 7 days, and you get a lot of land time. So it's a good idea to do that cruise, I think, personally, over the ones that come from the mainland. But, you know, there's positive and negatives about that, and we've done a lot of shows about the cruises, so you can check our podcast page where we talk about the different cruises that are coming into Hawaii. Let's see how we're doing on time. We've got another question here is, what's the closest thing that I can get to having a hut or a hale if I want to come to Hawaii? Another great question. You know, he's really comparing it to what you get down into the Tahitian Islands. You know, when you go to the Tahitian Islands, they have those houses that are up on stilts and sticks, and they kind of are right in the water. You know, they're right in the water, and you get a really experience like being out in the middle of the ocean. We don't have those here in Hawaii. The closest thing we had to that was on the Big Island, and that was the Kona Village Resort, and that has since closed because of the damage from the earthquake. So the closest thing you can do that is, we featured on our podcast a couple of shows back a place on the Big Island where you can get turts, which is kind of like an individual hut, a hale. It's not going to be over the water, but it's the closest thing that we can get to it. So hopefully you can check that out. It's on our podcast page. It's on our podcast page. It was two podcasts earlier. It's called the Hawaiian Island Retreat. So check them out. I think you'll love it there. That's all the time we have for questions. And this week we gave away prizes to any of the questions that we use. So some folks are going to be really happy. They're going to be getting Hershey's macadamia nuts. You know, that's, you only find those in Hawaii. So congratulations to the people that we use their questions. Now we'd like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is a great package. I mean, this is some great information. First package is for three people coming in from LAX to Honolulu. They're going to be traveling July 2nd to the 7th, so 5 nights. They've got lei greeting, Circle Island tour, a luau. They're going to be doing the PCC, everything included. Total package price, $36.45. Great deal, $36.45. Congratulations to the Lin family, Bonnie, Judy, and Penny. You're going to have a terrific time in Hawaii. And to Kalei, she's over at Extension 31. She's the agent that put that together. We got another package here, and this is also for three people. Two islands this time, traveling June 23rd to the 29th, LAX to Maui, and then over to Honolulu. Over on Maui, staying at the McKenna Beach and Golf Resort in a partial ocean view room. They've got a car over there. And then over on Oahu, coming here on the 26th, they're going to be staying at the beautiful Outrigger Reef on the beach. We love that property. Ocean view room, third night free, plus breakfast for two. You know, we always want to bundle in those third night frees when we can find them. Our agents are trained to really clue in and zoom right in on these great deals, and we're going to try to manipulate the package so that you can take advantage of any free nights that we're going to get in there for you. It also includes the transfer to and from the airport. Total package price on this one, $37.91. Wow. $37.91. That's a terrific deal. Congratulations to the Ortiz family and to Isabel over at Extension 37. I always get mixed up on those extensions. Wow, great deal, and congratulations. We do appreciate your business. We know that there are a lot of choices out there, and we do appreciate when you book your Hawaii vacation with Hawaii Aloha Travel here in Honolulu. And that's right, all you have to do is get help with your package or to book a package is just to give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. All of our agents are born and raised here or lived here most of their lives. We're all very intimately familiar with these islands, and we're going to try and make sure that you plan the most memorable vacation possible for your trip to Hawaii. So that's going to wrap it up. Don't forget, you can get more information on our blogs and our podcast pages. Also, get over to our live stream pages. We're just all over the place. And subscribe to us on Twitter. We've got a great Twitter stream going on with lots of information there. And our app. We have an app. It's available on all of the smartphones. Check out our app. It's called Hawaii Aloha. That's going to wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. We'll say aloha and mahalo.